Live, this is WLND Signal Mountain, Chattanooga.
Health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and so much more. Welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, a production of Whitfield Media Group, with your hosts, Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World, and Dr. Christopher Green, board-certified medical doctor.
Good morning and welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial, 98.1 The Lake. Thank you for taking your time to join us. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I am Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World here in Chattanooga, and joining me is Dr. Christopher Green, board-certified medical doctor at CHI Memorial. And good morning, Dr. Green.
Good morning, Ed, and good morning to all of our intrepid listeners. Great to be here again on this fine Sunday morning with you, Ed, and everyone else. And I'm thankful to be here, thankful for our health and our families, our work. We both have a lot of fun with that, so thank you, CHI, for providing such a wonderful work environment and also a great place for healthcare for just about everybody. We have, you know, all of the protective plans in place, so you are welcome to come see any of the doctors here. Call ahead if you're sick, if you think you've got COVID, but otherwise, you know, come on in. It's a safe place to be. Our thoughts and prayers are with President Trump as well and the First Lady for their recovery and treatment. I know everybody has been a little shaken by that, but I would say, you know, they're tough. It's going to be okay. And I don't know. I had a few people, you know, this past Friday was the Macaulay-Baylor game, Ed, and I think probably some of our listeners are there. Go Blue. You know, it was a great game, but I did hear a lot of talk in the stands about that, and a lot of people were shaken by that diagnosis, and he had gone to Walter Reed, I think it was Friday night. You know, and I had to just turn around and tell people, it's okay. Yes, he's going to go get some treatment, and he's going to get an examination. He's the president. That's what you do. And but people were worried again. So we have to continue combating this culture of fear that is being thrust on us, and once again remind people that it's going to be okay. We are all going to get through this. You can continue and should obey all the laws in your area for sure, but continue the mask and the social distancing and your hand washing. And I kind of like Fauci's outside more than inside thing, because I love being outside. And I get a little bit irked when I hear somebody say, let's go outside and put our mask on. No, go get the fresh air and the sunlight and enjoy, you know, and get some exercise as well. There's so many things you can do to stay healthy. We talk about that every week, and I'm sure Ed will talk to that as well. But my goodness, you don't have to walk around in fear. Let me thank also Benchmark Physical Therapy. Love working with you guys and LHC Group, Louisiana Healthcare, with Home Health, that's Home Care Solutions in Ringgold and Dalton, as well as Hospice with Heartlight Hospice in Dalton. Great people to work with, and have all of the protective plans in place regarding coronavirus. And it's October, as we all know, and CHI would like to remind you that 1 in 8 women will develop invasive breast cancer in their lifetimes. Early detection saves lives. CHI Memorial Mary Ellen Locher Breast Center offers softer mammograms to ensure that you are comfortable. All Mary Ellen Locher Breast Cancer Centers locations, including Chattanooga, Hickson, Ooltewah, and now Ringgold at 4700 Battlefield Parkway, offer traditional mammography as well as 3D mammography, also known as tomosynthesis, which is a technology which improves visibility and cancer detection in women who have dense breasts. If you would like to learn more or set up an appointment, call 423-495-4040, 423-495-4040. Ed, tell me about your week.
Thank you, my friend. And as always, you and I both hustle, and we have very busy lives in personal and professional, doing crazy stuff. This weekend, we did inventory. And when you have as many products as we do, that is a challenge.
Sounds like so much fun.
Oh, yeah. It's just a blast to stay up till midnight and count bottles. Mm. But it has to be done. It's just part of the running of the business. And yes, all the best to anyone who has COVID, but especially those who are more in the risk area, as President Trump is. I mean, you're above 65, you're overweight, which he is. He does have rosacea, so he has a little bit of autoimmune. Luckily, he doesn't take many drugs at all. I think he is a junk food person, but you know, most people are. I do know that at the posting that was made after he went in the hospital is that, of course, he's taking an experimental antibody injection. He did 8 grams of that 2 days ago. But he also, it was very clear, they made it very clear, whoever wrote it on many media outlets, he is doing the zinc, the melatonin, and the vitamin D.
Yeah, they gave him the retroviral agent for Ebola as well.
Oh, did they?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Or so the news said. Of course, I don't know for sure.
Yeah. But, you know, I'm kind of course, it's cool with me that he's someone's giving him some nutritional advice. The key to this thing, nutrition-wise working, is dosage. It's not really you just take a pill and think it's going to work. It's like drugs. I mean, you have to get the sweet spot of the dosage. And I hope they're giving him the right information on that. Not that I'm trying to turn this around to plug something we did, but on The Holistic Navigator, Dr. Michael Smith actually went through the exact dosing that hopefully President Trump is using, and he did talk about the zinc, the melatonin, the vitamin D, and about 4 other things that can help the immune system. So that's The Holistic Navigator, Dr. Michael Smith, with Life Extension.
Well, if we want to, not that they would read it, we could always have Vital Health Radio make a message to him to advise him. Maybe, maybe not. Maybe somebody would read it.
Hey, I like that idea.
It's worth a try.
It's really funny you say that, because I always try to think, you know, how could you actually get a message to somebody of that status? And, you know, there's 14 walls built up, and I'm sure it can't, but you never know. You plant a seed, and who knows who, and it can go somewhere else. So I'm gonna think about that. That's good. Very good. And just real quick about a place I did eat yesterday that I got something there that I had never gotten, and people who hear this would think, this is a place you could eat healthy, but it actually is very healthy if you choose the right things. And it's Bad Daddy's Burgers on Gun Barrel Road. And so I go in yesterday, and I want people to know, you know, I am so connected to the fact that you are what your food eats, was a saying that I heard someone say a long time ago, because it's true. If you eat fish that ate basic junk cat food that they feed them when they're in these ponds, you're going to be eating what the fish ate, which is very low nutrient levels. The only way the fish is going to get nutrition is to eat nutritious foods. Well, Bad Daddy's now has wild-caught salmon. And so I got a wild-caught salmon sandwich. Never had one before in my life. And I got a salad that is to die for. And I did use my own olive oil, but Bad Daddy's on Gun Barrel has some wonderful, wonderful options for people who want to get a takeout or go in the place, and they actually had a pretty good tequila also, but had a wonderful meal there. And I wanted to ask you, Dr. Green, I know that you and I both are restaurant people because we're so busy. I know Best of the Best, and since I said that word, we're going to talk about the fact that Nutrition World and a certain physician is also was voted in the Best of the Best.
Yeah, and we're both very thankful. Thank you for everyone who voted for either of us.
Yep, and we posted a big billboard a couple days ago on that. But on the magazine that came out in the newspaper on Best of the Best, I wanted to, I love looking at that under restaurants.
We also have to remind each other, they moved the North Georgia voting, and I had never heard that they moved the time of it.
No, I was crazy.
Voting used to start in October, end in November, and then they announced in January. And so it all moves, so it's more you know, congruent with the Tennessee voting.
I like
and
that.
And I hadn't known that it was doing that. Did you?
No,
ahead of
had
time?
No knowledge. That's why I was
had no idea.
Concerned that we might
I was
not
very eat. Surprised at a meeting to learn of the prize,
well,
the award.
Well, that new Mercedes they gave you did look nice on the parking lot,
oh,
I do have
yeah.
to say.
It did. That matchbox was amazing, yes.
Hey, but in the magazine, Best of the Best, because we're talking about how to eat healthy at restaurants, I know El Primo got one, first place, 1885 got two, and the Feed Table got three. I've eaten at all three of those, and I do like all of those. The Feed Table, I've only eaten at twice. But El Primo is phenomenal. Now, under Oriental Food, this was a place that I used to eat when I was married for years and for decades, was Formosa. Have you ever eaten
I remember
Formosa?
The name. No, I don't think I have.
It always wins. And
where is that?
It's up in Hickson, next to the electronics store across from Lowe's. But I'm going to go back and try that again.
I love 1885. Fun place.
Oh, it is.
Love to eat outside right there.
Yes.
Great view.
The thing about Chinese is we have to watch MSG. And I want to make a quick statement. I love Fresh Market generally, but I wish that people could, or the people who make decisions could move up a little bit. But they had MSG in their cabbage the other day, and this mix of salad. And I'm kind of perturbed by that.
And wasn't it, gosh, was it Carrabba's that you said you sometimes right. eat at, and then it raises your blood pressure and heart rate?
It raised my heart rate significantly.
Well, I did have some of that, and I experienced that evening. I could feel my heart rate up and the blood pressure, and I thought, oh, Ed was right. So, it really surprised me. I've never noticed that before, but then I don't get any food from Carrabba's that often. It's just not anywhere near me. But I did have some ribs at Hennon's that were incredible. Just to go. I'd love to go down there and eat sometimes, but it's an appetizer, but I'd love you to try those sometime. I love barbecue ribs, things like that, so I would encourage you to try that too, if you haven't.
All right, my friend. I'm kind of super picky, and sauces is where the danger is. Like at Carrabba's, it's all in the sauce. It's not in the foods. So the Caesar salad and the soups and the this, and again, with barbecue sauce, I actually question them normally, but most people don't even know what's in it because it's hidden under these words called yeast extract. And I want to take one more comment about that in the next segment. But it is time to take a break already, my friend. When we come back, we're going to be talking to an amazing lady, Molly Clark, on lymphatic drainage. I actually had a session with her and wanted to make some comments. So we've got that, plus more to come. For Dr. Green, I'm Ed Jones. Stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages. Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. If you're always on the move, download the free radio.com app to your smartphone or tablet and keep us tuned in on 98.1 The Lake. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World, back with my partner, Dr. Green, and have a very, very interesting guest. In fact, someone who I had met probably only about 2 months ago. And it has to do with a subject called lymph or lymphatic system or lymphatic drainage. Many different words can describe what Molly Clark does. She is an amazing individual. She's actually a physical therapist with a unique practice here in Chattanooga. She is an expert on many healing techniques, of course, focusing a little bit more on holistic and natural. But one of those is being the lymphatic system. And I'll tell you, before she says anything, most people have a very limited understanding of lymph and lymphatic system, but it's extremely important for the health and longevity of the body in multiple ways, and it's rarely talked about. And I went a few weeks ago and had a lymphatic treatment with Molly Clark, and I've had those many times before in years and years past, but it's been probably 5 years, and I was ultimately impressed with this lady's skill and talent. So welcome to Vital Health Radio, Molly Clark.
Thank you for your kind introduction.
Tell listeners a little bit, not, you know, straight from the medical literature, because, I mean, I know Dr. Green could write books on this, but more of what we, the kind of the world we live in, as far as what does the lymphatic system do for us, and why is it something people might want to know more about, and then what you can do to perhaps help them?
Sure. The lymphatic system is an amazing system. It looks, when you look at it, somewhat like the venous system. It looks like veins, vessels that go through the body. It's made of vessels, nodes, and then lymphatic fluid. This system is prevalent. It's almost everywhere within the body, and it's an essential part of the immune system. It cleanses the fluid that your cells live in. And this fluid is moving throughout your body at all times, and it's moving in waves. And I teach classes in teaching people how to feel this and how to detect areas where it's not flowing so well, where it's congested, and helping it to flow more easily. The applications for this are it's so widespread because it's everywhere in the body. It may be for congestion within a shoulder, bringing shoulder pain, or within the back, or even within the lungs, or the sac around the lungs, the pleura, causing restrictions throughout the body. So when I think about the lymphatic system, I go back to basics. And I think about when I was about 5 years old and I owned a pet fish. And in that experience, I was very good at feeding it. And after a while, I got really tired with changing the water. My mom came in and said, "So tell me about why your fish is floating upside down." And I, you know, tried to explain it. And in hindsight, what was happening was the water was not supporting the health of the fish. Very basic. Our cells are like fish. They live in a water environment. The water that your cells live in is very important for the health of the cell. And so if that environment is fed with nice nutrition, it's being getting lots of nutrients, that's very important. It's also important that the cell, the water around the cell is able to be cleansed, is able to be able to move through. When the body has the opportunity to heal, it will. It heals very easily. When there's a congestion, when there's a problem or restriction that's keeping the fluid from bringing the nutrition to the area, it hinders that natural desire of the body to heal itself and have health.
Well, great explanation, because, you know, I live in the world of absolute respect for the naturally given healing capacity of the human system. And, you know, I really focus on how do we nourish that? How do we complement it? And how do we address it when we have struggles? And the lymphatic system is not something that has its own pump. So it has to move these fluids through either activity, or if in a case like I had a great client customer, Dana is her name, who had had surgery and then had some lymphedema. And she actually found you because she had asked me for a lymphatic expert, and I had lost the one I had previously recommended. And she, within a week, was seeing some dramatic results, not only for her symptom, but overall for health. And I will say that, you know, the lymphatic fluids are essential to our health, longevity, and optimal life, really. And when I came down to you, I think I came 3 weeks ago or two, and I have, again, experienced most everything in the natural health world. There are people who I call have the touch, and there are also people who are just good at what they do. You have the touch. And because a lymphatic therapist has to have almost like a intuition or insight of this flow. And I know you have a photo on your wall that I meant to take a picture of when I left that had to do with a quote that, what did that quote say on your wall? Do you remember about
Silent waves.
Silent waves. And I love that, because that is what you did for me. You created a healthy silent wave, because you're actually feeling this fluid, aren't you?
Yes. I not only feel it, I teach others when I teach other therapists, because this wave moves at 0.1 hertz, which is a very slow 3 to 4 second wave. And then there's a 3 to 4 second refilling. So when there's health within the tissue, this wave is very full and beautiful to feel.
And my daughter, Katie, who many of you may know if you certainly shop at Nutrition World, she actually came to you before I did, because when I found you, I recommended it to Katie. And without getting too personal, but you told her and helped her with the basically her lymphatic flow was going backwards, is what she said. You said, now I don't know if that's exactly right, but after the treatment, and sometimes in natural health you will have a reoccurrence of a symptom before you get better, and that's just something that we have to accept sometimes in the world that I live in. And she did. She had a flare-up of symptoms, but then everything goes so much beyond improvement after that settles back down, which is what happened to her. And I think she's been to you twice, and will continue to go, and will be down there in the next week or two myself. And I know that, you know, people may say, well, I wonder what it feels like. It is a very light touch, that because the lymphatic system can be collapsed very quickly. Like a massage really doesn't move lymph that much, does it? A deep massage.
Not so much.
Yeah. And I know emotionally I felt it, because there's so much energy that's revolving and involving around the lymphatic system. And it was like floating on a table. And I did have a little flare up, because I have pelvic pain issues at times. But again, that did not last long, and in the end result was far worth every bit of that. It is an ongoing process. This is not a one-time go down and fix it, because it took, whatever's going on, took years to get to the point of needing addressed. So how often does a person normally come?
It really varies. Sometimes people will come to me maybe two or three times, and the issue that they came for is finished. Water is trying to find its way home, basically. Water is finding its way back home to the heart eventually, but in that it has difficulty. And so it depends on how congested the area is, how much scar tissue is in the area. The more that it's involved, the more chronic it is. It may take a few more sessions. It's not an ongoing for the rest of your life to treat a particular thing. I'm very focused on results. I'm very focused on doing a few sessions, being as efficient as we can. We can do a lot within a session in order to help the body to take over from there.
I love that. I know, you know, you're not going to be saying, and you don't treat medical conditions, but what are some of the reasons people do come to you, Molly?
Oh, it's so varied. I treat a lot of people with headaches. I also have other specialties of working with the brain, for example, working with the nervous system and other tissues within the body. People come to me with back pain. They come to me with fibromyalgia, chronic fatigue, because when the fluid in the body is sluggish, when there's places that are congested, it hinders the ability to feel well and to get the most vitality out of life. People come to me who can't raise their arm above their head because of their shoulder, and come to find out if the kidney, for example, moves 1 inch up and down, sometimes 4 inches up and down when you take a deep breath in. And so that has to be mobility within the tissues. There may be restrictions within the lungs that are keeping the shoulders from being able to move properly and the back from being able to open. And so it's looking for what's the root cause of the limitation and then helping the body resolve that.
I love it. What do you think about that, Dr. Green?
Well, I'm fascinated. That's why I'm being so quiet. So, you know, off the air, I gave just a little bit of just a question to her that nobody will know. But we have a very narrow view in traditional medicine, and unlike you, Ed, I live in the world of traditional medicine, and I'm opening my mind to everything else, which is really a lot of fun. So I'm enjoying hearing all of this and learning. So for traditional medicine, we were talking about lymphedema therapy before we went on the air, and that's one common thing that I'll refer people to, you know, for a type of lymph therapy. So that is really what was in my mind, and it's so much expanded already, so I'm just being fascinated. We do talk about the lymphatic system in medicine a lot, but it's usually for different purposes. We're treating something called mesenteric adenitis causing abdominal pain, or we're treating lymphadenitis or lymphadenopathy, which is, you know, either infection, inflammation, or change in size of the cells, or lymphoma, which is cancer. So we're looking at those kinds of issues and not thinking about this fascinating new concept to me that you are redirecting the flow and the waves. And, you know, that is what I'm listening to that I thought, I don't think I've ever been taught that in med school or any conference in the last 25 years. So that's one reason I've been quiet and listening, because I'm learning as we go. So I can't wait to hear all these other things that you can address, because it's going to help a lot of people.
Thank you very much. And that's why I love Dr. Green, because he, you know, he's just so non-judgmental. And, he, you know, if it's reasonable and sounds like a common sense thing, he's just very open. And I just I don't want to talk unkindly of others, but I just wish there was more open-mindedness on the, you know, this kind of conversation. Well, Molly, tell people who are interested in maybe learning more at first, or secondly, you know, wanting to make an appointment with you, how do they go about that? And I do want to say that we will have your business cards at Nutrition World, so that if they forget anything, they can walk in and come find your card. So tell people how to contact you, please.
Yes, my website is mollyclarktherapy.com. That's mollyclarktherapy.com.
That's perfect. And I know you are located
In Lookout Valley.
In Lookout Valley. Very, very nice professional location. And I'm going to be down there, hopefully. I know I had to cancel this past week due to some employees not being able to show up. But I'm going to make that happen the next 2 to 3 weeks. It, you know, I know you also, and we don't have time to talk about this. One of my biggest, I guess, pluses of getting therapy in all my life was cranial therapy, which also has to do with the waves, doesn't it? But it's in the cranial. It's more of the cerebrospinal fluid that you're feeling, and it's kind of, we're working on the same goal of creating an optimal health. But I love cranial therapy, and I know you're an expert of that. I definitely want to pursue you with cranial therapy also. And again, with cranial therapy, back in the day when Tim Russell's actually been on the show here probably a year ago, I think it was almost, I was levitating with Tim Russell, and I felt close to that the other day with you with lymphatic, but lymphatic is different than cranial. Cranial takes me to Venus. It really does. And I'm looking so forward to pursuing that. And perhaps sometime you can come on after I get my cranial therapy and we can do a second segment on cranial therapy.
Yeah, I'm actually certified in cranial sacral therapy as well.
Oh, yes. And who is the gentleman who, the guru expert of cranial?
John Upledger.
Upledger, yes. Mm-hmm. That's what I've known of him for 20 years. Chattanooga is really fortunate to have someone of your caliber and your experience and belief, and I just hope that those who need it can access your information. So thank you, Molly, for joining us. And it is time to take a break. When we come back, Dr. Green and I will be discussing more of your health and nutrition. We've got that, plus a lot more to come. For Dr. Green, I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World, and stay with us.
We're all about healthy living and enjoying life. Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages. Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World, back with my partner, Dr. Christopher Green. As always, love it when we're here together. And I'm really actually not sure what I'm doing next weekend because I am out of town, and I'm not sure if I'm going to be calling in or what, but we'll just wait and see.
We'll figure that out. I can't wait to hear all about what you're doing.
Yeah, it's out of town in North Carolina for a wedding.
Well, that sounds like a lot of fun. Maybe a football game. I don't know if there's something else you can catch. I was talking to a lot of people Friday night that were going to games this weekend, and so far, you know, I haven't been to any college, or I've just been to high school games. And by the way, let me say, you know, we were out at Finley Stadium for the McCauley-Baylor game, and it was sold out.
Was it?
Now, it was sold out and practically empty to me. Because I could see, we had the visitor stands. You could see Baylor on their home side. And it was at least, I'm just going to guess, half empty. But it was sold out. And but they were not distanced at all. Mm-hmm. I mean, they were all clumped in together. But they also have that testing center at Baylor. So maybe they were all pre-tested. I don't know. I'd have to ask them. But it's so sad to me to see that level of emptiness. And you see that in professional and college sports in the stands. And it still bothers me just a bit that I think we can do better than this. Now, I will say I'm very proud of all the McCauley kids. Looked up at the student section. It looked like a marching band. They were perfectly distanced and spaced out and behaving themselves the whole night and having a great time at the same time. So it is possible to follow the rules and have a fantastic time. So I was impressed, actually, because I probably didn't have that level of self-discipline at that age.
No.
I hate to admit. But again, I hope you and I can find time and get tickets to a game. I talked to someone that gets tickets to every game, and he said, oh, you know, I don't even know if I can get tickets. It's that hard nowadays, apparently, to find tickets to these games. And we're talking pro and, and college. I don't know if you've tried, but I was at first hoping maybe you were doing something like that, but I'm thinking this year may be a non-football trip here, unfortunately, for me.
Unfortunately, probably so. And I'm not a sports fan, but I was sitting at Bad Daddy's yesterday when I ordered that food I spoke about earlier, the salmon, a wild caught, which I'm impressed with. And I was looking on TV, and, you know, I can't imagine being a professional, it was baseball, playing with no one in the stands.
Cardboard cutouts. I turn on the Braves just to look at the cardboard cutouts. I find it ludicrous. It really is funny. And people pay to have those there. Have you seen the basketball with the screens of people?
No.
You have to watch it. It's like, you know, a little FaceTime of people behind them. It's funny to see. But they're basically playing alone.
Oh.
Just the teams. But at least they're playing. I mean, that's
At least they're playing. We got to get step two before we get to step three. And here, you know, we are doing better than we were. So thank goodness for that. This week I did fly. You know, I love flying in the small plane. Mm-hmm. And
I saw your video. Wonderful.
Thank you. And I went up and did some practice with my instructor. He's amazing. He is really schooling me on IFR, which is flying in the clouds, and it's quite the challenge, but it just so stokes me and makes me feel so wonderful. I do want to say that in Sweden, while health experts here in the U.S. are keeping this fear-mongering going about warning of the second wave, which could happen, but in Sweden, they literally don't have any of those worries. Their death rate has gone to practically zero, and they never used a lockdown. And they do feel that their herd immunity has now reached the point of tipping into the positive.
Now, why is that not on the news?
Yes, why is that not on the news is one of the major questions. For anyone who wants to read about this, I am posting on Vital Health Radio's Facebook many of the things I speak about and you speak about, and the one on Sweden is on there. So what do you think about herd immunity?
Well, actually, I'm still on another thought right now.
Oh.
So, you know, you talked about the second wave. Now, one, did Hamilton County, or maybe not Hamilton County, but Tennessee relax the restaurant restrictions? I had heard they were going to. I don't know if they did.
Tennessee did, but the three cities didn't. Memphis, Nashville, and Chattanooga.
And that's still good for a lot of the restaurants and other businesses.
Right.
Okay. I was just having a flashback to an old James Bond movie, Tomorrow Never Dies. Did you ever see that?
I did.
Okay. Mm-hmm. You remember the newspaper would actually create its own news. So they would go out and do things and report on it at the same time. So they created news that they then talked about. And I've noticed with the news in the last 6 months, it's almost that they are propagating something they want to happen. They will spread mm-hmm. the fear. And I've been hearing the same thing you did. They're almost promising this second wave will happen. It will be an awful, horrible flu epidemic season. It's going to be terrible. Everybody prepare. And they're all really in lockstep with that message. Mm-hmm. And I wonder, even if it doesn't happen, is that what we're going to hear? It just crosses my mind because I'm remembering that old movie. And I hope not. At least we can talk about the facts. You know, we are hearing some downtick in this area of cases again. So, you know, there are positive things that we're seeing. But I love the message of Sweden, and I'd like to know what they did differently that's working for them.
Well, they also, Sweden has a healthier population than we do. And I don't know if you saw where Mexico has banned many of the junk foods. And that one was actually on the headlines last week. And the reason, somebody's pretty damn smart in Mexico to think along these lines. They're saying the biggest risk factor to COVID is being overweight, and we're feeding our children all this junk food. So they have banned a lot of the junk food sales in schools and other places. And I mean, Mexico, I'm kind of surprised, but I'm very impressed with that philosophy.
And I wonder what the rates are in the blue zones that we've talked about before, if they're lower. I haven't looked.
I don't know. But again, in Africa, where they're, you know, it's not the healthiest population, but their death rate is pretty dang low because they have so much sun, in my opinion. They have so much sun, so their D levels are higher. Vitamin D is, again, critical. That's why Nutrition World gives it away to teachers and to healthcare workers.
And I've been pleased that every time I go to the gym, it's packed. People are out. They're exercising. Mm-hmm. When I go out, jogging or biking or walking, mm-hmm. The parks are full. The Riverwalk is full. I still see people in the middle of nowhere with a mask. If that makes you happy to do that, fine, go ahead and do it. Ride in your car by yourself with your mask on. I still see people doing that, but I'm seeing more people actually exercising and doing it correctly. And, you know, the ones that are not exercising are socially distanced, having great time with their families and friends, and life is returning to a little bit of a semblance of normal.
It is. I think we're, maybe at most 50% there, but it sure is.
I'll take it.
Oh, man, isn't that the truth? It was some pretty dark days there for a bit. They're on Facebook. I wanted to say again, Vital Health Radio's Facebook. I posted the article on Sweden. Secondly, we did a video at Nutrition World on apple cider vinegar. It has always been popular for 20 years. It tastes probably the worst of anything you could ever consume. It is hard on the enamel of your teeth if you don't brush your teeth.
And for those with acid reflux, it's difficult.
It's difficult. In some people, it makes it far better. In some people, it makes it far worse. It is an experiment in process, no doubt. But if you want to view a 4-minute video on the health benefits of it. And there is something, I used to think it was totally anecdotal, but there are people who lose weight with it. There is no doubt. And some of that has to do with maybe the insulin, maybe this, that we don't really know. And then,
or their heartburn so bad they can't eat.
Well, now, when I have heartburn, it alleviates it. If I drink it too much, it causes it. So I'm in that place where some people are. But I can tell you, if I have it and I drink it, it's gone.
I'll try to keep an open mind, Ed, but I did try that, got the worst reflux I've ever had. Yeah. I tried freezing it. One of my patients said, freeze it, see how that works. So I tried that. Nope.
Oh, I never heard
even
of it.
Even ice cold. Nope, didn't work. So I'm still looking for an alternative for the apple cider vinegar.
And on that herd immunity, there's a physician friend of mine, Dr. Michael Murray. I've actually had him fly into Chattanooga and gave a speech about 7 or 8 years ago. And he's written about 14 books. He's nationally known, internationally known, as far as health and holistic and nutrition. But he had a really fantastic article on herd immunity. And how
coronavirus?
On corona and COVID.
Wish we had that for the talk between Dr. Fauci and Rand Paul.
Oh, yeah. And it's on our Facebook, Vital Health Radio's Facebook, if you want to read it. Basically, what it said was, you know, again, I've told this before, I did have COVID. I posted what I did on NutritionW.com. You could easily go to our website and scroll down, and you can see how to, it has to do with, I have to label it unwell, how I got over being unwell. I can't say the word COVID on a website, or else the Google trolls will find me, and I've already been in prison once, and I don't want to get in worse shape. But what he's saying is, yes, I have full antibodies because I got that tested. Even people who don't have full antibodies, if they were exposed, there are other levels of immune protection that can offer some protection. So don't think because you were found that you didn't have the full antibodies like I did that it's you're just susceptible. You may not be. But Dr. Murray has addressed that on herd immunity. And again, like Sweden, they believe that their tipping point has been arrived at with the herd immunity. And it is, and I'll never forget, Dr. Green, it's probably in March when you said, all viruses have an exponential growth, and they do, but they also have the other side, which they will go down. They won't continue to climb endlessly. Every virus has had a point of maximum, and then it starts lessening, whatever reason, I don't know. Isn't that true?
No, that is true, and of course, you know, it depends on which one you're talking about. In this case, yeah, eventually, whether it's vaccination or herd immunity, eventually, we're going to have a steady state. We just will.
Yes.
It's the way it works.
And there was one more article I'd posted, and I actually wrote about it on my personal Facebook, too, I believe. And it was on oregano. Oregano, how it is one of the most effective herbal compounds for gastroenteritis, which is very prevalent, the bug, the stomach bug. And I told on my Facebook, I just, you know how I am, I said, these are my medicine toolkit. I take anywhere I go, I will always take olive leaf. I will take oregano. I do like colloidal silver myself, even though it's controversial. Those are my three biggies. And then, of course, on top of that would be the vitamin C and NAC. But if you look on my Facebook, you can read all the things I always take with me. I think we should always have these things handy, because if you get sick on a Saturday night or even a Monday, you're not going to feel like going out and finding what you need to get. You need it at home.
You don't take Manuka?
And Manuka, thank you. All right. I don't travel with Manuka when I go because I seem to always have it leaking out of the bottle. I don't know.
Okay, it's nasty.
So I did take it to Florida during the time when I actually had COVID, which I didn't know I had when I had it, but I took everything because I knew I wasn't at my optimal. So it really pulled me out very quickly. And again, I so wished President Trump would embrace more goodies, because he is at risk because of his age and his being overweight.
Well, we can get a list of individuals with whom we can share the information. We can send it to it. Whether they use it or read it, I don't know, but we can send it.
Well, maybe we could put together a letter and just send it to Washington. Who knows what might happen?
Yeah, and he has a personal physician. We can include him.
Yeah.
They may or may not listen.
Well,
hopefully their ears are opened.
I am going to write a letter, and I'll let you and I maybe can partner on it. And if you feel good with it, let's just do it. Let's plant seeds. I'm all about planting seeds.
As our president would say, I feel good about it.
All right. And lastly, on my podcast, The Holistic Navigator, the latest one just posted yesterday was on the lady we call Food Babe.
Did you talk with her on that?
I did.
Nice.
And she is phenomenal. She's the lady who has caused about 14 different giant companies, from Kraft to P&G to you name it, to have to reformulate foods because she called them out on the carpet about toxic ingredients. Everything from Kraft macaroni and cheese that I grew up on, the ingredient was kind of really, really nasty. Subway, which was using an ingredient from a yoga mat. It's the same exact ingredient they put in yoga mats in their bread. Those companies had to change because Food Babe has 54 million views.
I'd rather exercise on bread than eat a yoga mat.
There you go. So I encourage anyone to listen to my The Holistic Navigator with the Food Babe. It will be my number one podcast of out of, I think I've done 92 right now, because she has a following unlike anyone else,
including. She's pretty young, too.
And she's young, but she has a health story. That's the thing. Most of the people in my field have suffered, and then that's what allowed them to journey into something else. And we are going to have a sale on her protein, Truvani Protein. It's a food-based protein. Really, really high quality, and well, as pure as the driven snow, actually, and you'll hear about it on there. But it's 20% off for the next 2 weeks, so anybody who wants to try her phenomenal protein, please do so. Come into Nutrition World. Well, believe it or not, our time is flying by as always. It is time to take a break. When we come back, we'll be having Dr. Green's spiritual moment. That plus more to come. For Dr. Green, I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages. Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. If you're always on the move, download the free radio.com app to your smartphone or tablet, and keep us tuned in each Sunday morning right here on 98.1 The Lake. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World, back with my partner, Dr. Green, and we always look forward to Dr. Green's spiritual moment.
Well, thank you, Ed, and as always, the spiritual moment is brought to you by Silverdale Baptist Church. If you guys want to learn more about Silverdale, just visit their website, silverdalebc.com, or just download their free app for Android or iPhone. Today, we're going to talk about God's amazing and overwhelming love for us. Jesus taught us that you can sum up the teachings of the Old Testament law by simply saying that we should love the Lord our God with all of our heart, mind, soul, and strength, and love our neighbors as ourselves. When we look at Lamentations chapter 3, verses 22 and 23, we see that because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed, for His compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. Love that verse. We are often harder on ourselves than even God is. If we are ever going to be able to experience the immeasurable depths of God's love for us, we must learn to forgive ourselves. In his book, Abba's Child, Brendan Manning writes, "But we cannot assume that he feels about us the way we feel about ourselves unless we love ourselves compassionately, intensely, and freely. It takes a profound conversion to accept that God is relentlessly tender and compassionate towards us, just as we are, not in spite of our sins and faults, that would be total acceptance, but with them. Though God does not condone or sanction evil, he does not withhold his love because there is evil in us. Our God loves us unconditionally. His grace and mercy will never run out. He is never surprised when we sin or fall short of the life to which we have been called. Only by experiencing God's immense love and forgiveness will we be able to fully love others and forgive ourselves. 1 John chapter 2, verse 1 says, "My little children, I am writing these things to you so that you may not sin. But if anyone does sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous." God does not condone our sin, but He will meet us in our place of brokenness and need every time we fail. He will offer mercy and compassion every time we come to him and ask, nothing could ever cause him to stop loving you, even for a moment. Nothing. Now that is your spiritual moment for today. Ed?
And thank you for such a powerful one, and to lead us into this week of continued calmness and focus and wisdom. So thank you, my friend. I do want to make a real quick statement because we only have about 2 minutes left. I know that the past 2 weeks I had mentioned twice, I think, this new sleep thing that I've been experimenting with. And it is called Whole Tones. It's Whole spelled with a W, Whole Tones. And it's something
based on the music of David, right?
It's right. Yeah. Exactly. And I tell you, I am a person who is somewhat hard to impress anymore because I've been around so long and I've seen so much worthless stuff in my industry. And this one is a real deal. I have slept better with this Whole Tones. I only play it 1 hour a night now. And it has to do with frequencies. It's not just music. It has biblical originated frequencies. And I am just so impressed. And Whole Tones, if you go on YouTube, you can have a 10-minute sample of these frequencies. You can download it on your cell phone. You have to pay money for that. Or you can get a little box, which is what I have, that has it already pre-recorded. So I'm just very impressed. I'm always looking for ways to sleep. My demon is insomnia. And you know, if anything takes me down, it's probably going to be that, because I do need more sleep than I get. Dr. Green is Superman. He seems to need 2 hours a night. Ed Jones needs a little more than that. I don't know. But we've had a wonderful show. I'm very, very happy. Always love coming here in the mornings, Dr. Green. And I just value this show. I value you as a friend. And I know we're planting some good seeds in this city because, you know, being in the nutrition world, I hear the feedback of people and I hear it on a very regular basis. You know, it's been almost 2.5 years. And we're going to sprout this show to the moon someday.
I sure hope so.
Yep. And then we'll get 2 bottles of water for salary instead of 1.
I cannot wait. We will be so well hydrated, Ed.
Well, that does it for this week's edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial 98.1 The Lake. It is a production from the Whitfield Media Group and website by Avalon Design Studio. Thank you for listening. We'll be back here next week for a radio show that's all about your healthy living. For Dr. Christopher Green from CHI Memorial, Georgia, I'm Ed Jones from Nutrition World. Have a healthy and safe day to all. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake with Ed Jones and Dr. Christopher Green. Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, is a production of Whitfield Media Group. Join us next Sunday morning at 9 a.m. and have a great weekend.